North Korean authorities said today flooding may have left up to 300,000 people homeless, while the communist state warned of a poor harvest this year due to the heavy rain. North Korea, which has suffered chronic food shortages for years, said hundreds were dead or missing after flooding over the past several days that washed away thousands of structures and ruined cropland in the country's agricultural breadbasket. The spokesperson for the United Nations World Food Program in Asia is Paul Risley. He told us about some of the major challenges facing the North Koreans.
On top of the very devastating floods in South Asia, we have heard word over this weekend of 3 days of very heavy rain in central North Korea. That's the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. And this flooding has apparently washed away the homes of literally tens of thousands of families. And this is a flooding that has affected very critical cropland. This means that this will have an effect on the harvest that North Koreans can expect and are waiting for. And by the count of the government, as many as 63,000 families have been affected by the flooding. So again, this is a very serious humanitarian emergency in North Korea. The World Food Program has been asked by the government in North Korea to provide assistance. We have a joint United Nations assessment team that is visiting the flooded areas, and we hope very soon to begin to deliver food to these areas.